This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A cynical observer would say that, of course, there wasn't going to be a Brexit deal between Britain and the European Union at that big meeting that wrapped up in Brussels today. The talks to date, and remember, it's been almost 2.5 years since the British vote to leave the European Union, but the talks to date have been a whole lot of back and forth and back and forth and then a little bit more back and forth. But students of EU crises past will know that this is pretty much par for the course. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has the update.
This was supposed to be a climactic moment when EU leaders finally gave their blessing to Britain's exit deal. But the chief EU negotiator, Michel Barnier, let the air out of the balloon at a news conference after the summit.
We'll continue to work in the next weeks calmly and patiently. Calmly and patiently.
And when the President of the European Parliament, Antonio Tajani, was asked for his assessment of the summit, this was the best he could do.
I want to be optimistic. The body language was more positive than in the past.
Clearly, there was no breakthrough. The problem, as ever, the so-called Irish backstop. Ireland and the rest of the EU insist on a permanent, legally binding commitment preventing a hard border between the British province of Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic. In effect, says Eurosceptic member of the European Parliament, David Campbell Bannerman, that could trap the UK permanently under EU control.
If we get stuck in the customs union, if we give the EU a veto so they can keep us in the customs union, if they don't give us a deal, we stay in the customs union. That's what the backstop does.
Prime Minister May has now tried to break the impasse by proposing to extend the 21-month period of transition out of the EU after the formal exit next March. This, she says, would give both sides more time to negotiate a full-blown free trade deal, which would make the Irish backstop unnecessary. But James Crisp, Brussels correspondent for the Daily Telegraph, says a longer transition period is not an easy option. He says the UK would have
no voice in the European Parliament, no representation in the European Commission. We've undertaken basically to accept any regulations which come down the track from the Commission. It's a real limbo.
And that, he says, could turn into a real purgatory, lasting as long as a decade and costing the UK tens of billions in extra payments to the EU. Britain now has a little over 5 months before its EU membership expires. 5 months to strike an exit deal and have it ratified. Peter Ricketts, former UK ambassador to France, says the prospect of no deal should focus the minds of negotiators.
When people look into the abyss of no deal, they're going to see that it's really terrible for all sides, including the EU, and therefore we've got to find some pragmatic way of getting a deal, buying some more time before we sort out the final relationship.
The only crumb of comfort in this mess is that missed deadlines, 11th-hour ultimata, and emergency meetings on the eve of disaster are an EU speciality. Remember the Greek debt crisis? Situation normal, one might say. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.